Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ, and in studio with me right now is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful.
That is awesome.
It is another great day in paradise.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day outside. The temperatures are coming down.
I played a little golf yesterday, and there was not a cloud in the sky. It was just beautiful.
That's awesome.
Rather like if you've ever been to New England in the fall, mm-hmm. they have those beautiful, coolish days with no clouds in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of those days.
So you got to golf yesterday. I got to mini golf yesterday. Played with my wife. She beat me, just so you know. That's the end of that story.
It can get pretty frustrating trying to get the ball through the mouth of that clown on those.
It can. Yeah. They actually have two different courses where we went, and I think we took the more challenging one because I had a hard time with it. So how was your game? Did you do good yesterday?
So-so.
Okay.
Enough said about that.
Okay. All right. So we have Pensacola Magazine.
We have the official
Parade of Homes guide.
We need a drum roll here, really. The official Parade of Homes guide.
Mm-hmm.
In conjunction with the home builders of Northwest Florida, every year we have the special edition of Pensacola Magazine, which is devoted to the Parade of Homes. The Parade of Homes, if you're not familiar with it, is October 25th, I believe it starts. And it's a selection of properties around new homes that you can view and get some great ideas if you want to build your own or if you're looking for a home. But also, if you have some ideas about upgrading your present home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this edition, there is a picture and a floor plan and information about many of those homes, in fact, all of those homes. And we've incorporated a little QR code that you can scan on, and it gives you the location exactly, so mm-hmm. you don't have to wander around town trying to find them.
Absolutely. And just paging through here, I see that there are some options for realtors if people are looking for a realtor.
Yes. And financing companies,
mm-hmm.
And also plumbing supply, et cetera, just really a comprehensive book of homes available and suppliers and real estate agents, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And you need one of those at some point.
Yeah. There's other options in here for vendors and discounts that they have available to people if they're looking for different things inside the house that need to be taken care of. You have highlighted those as well.
Yeah. And these are not, all very expensive homes. That many, many of them are realistically priced homes that you or I might buy.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I'm looking at one on Pine Top Lane, Cantonment, 1,820 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. And it's just the kind of home that most people look to buy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, of course, there are some more expensive ones. But going back here, we have one actually in Holly by the Sea. Mm. And 2,639 square feet. That's the size for a big family.
Absolutely. So no matter what size home you're looking for, it might be highlighted in this edition.
Yes, absolutely.
And I noticed that there's homes up by Cantonment, Ensley, Bellevue, Warrington. There's homes that are built out there, and people can scan a QR code and see where those are inside this edition as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So perfect. Yeah, my dad was a home builder for 40 plus years, and he did Parade of Homes several years, and it was always an exciting time to see people walking through the home and just, again, maybe it's their forever home.
I think I love doing it because it just gives you great ideas. Whether you, as I said earlier, building a new home or just looking for ideas to upgrade your own home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed at some of the at some of the innovations that they do now with the homes, with digital and alarms and all kinds of appliances and things that are just so space age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say. You have any space age appliances in your house?
No, I have the old microwave oven, which gets, I think that's the only one that gets used. Oh, I have an air fryer. That's not very space age. Although it kind of looks like it's a round, one of those round ones kind of looks like a space age one.
You're talking about like maybe security systems? They have security systems in these homes, do they?
Oh, yes. Yes, many of them. Very sophisticated. And intercom systems, etc., and speakers throughout the house, audio systems.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, now that may not be practical for most people, but it makes a fun afternoon to see them.
Yeah. Well, we had a realtor on the show recently, and I know one of the questions that people get asked is about like whether or not carpeting is still a thing in homes, or whether people want to go with more tile or vinyl flooring or whatever. Well, and so these, like you said, you can get ideas on that.
Yes, I think I can answer that question. At least from a personal level, I think carpets are pretty passé now. Is that probably what the realtor said?
Mm-hmm.
Tile and the laminate floors, there's a name for them, but the planks, that's pretty much the rage now.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that in just about all of the houses that I visited last year in this parade of homes. Some carpet, sometimes in the bedroom. But by and large, it is tile or hard floors of some kind, mm-hmm. wood, whatever that might be, which I think personally is a great innovation. I took all the carpet out of my home and put down that laminate floor. I just got tired of dirty carpets, and it's also not good for, they retain a lot of dust and dander and things.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's so much better for your health, personal point of view.
Yeah, we have carpeting in our bedrooms, but the rest of the house is some sort of laminate flooring, like you mentioned. Now, I will say there's five of us, which means there's five cell phones. And when the cell phones go dropping on the floor and cracking the screens on the hard floor, I keep going, why don't we have carpeting? It would absorb the shock a little bit. But, yeah, like you said, it's a good opportunity to see, what's new and innovative out there in the housing market. What else does this edition highlight?
Well, again, it's devoted entirely to the Parade of Homes and the local home building industry. There is a little bit of other information in there that we included, because this is very important. At the same time, Foo Festival,
mm-hmm.
which is on page 105. Actually, this is one of our biggest versions of Pensacola Magazine of the Year, 132 pages.
Mm.
And so we included a little bit of other information too at the same time about,
absolutely,
say, Foo Fest and our normal page 10. D.D. Davis is on page 96, but it's called page 10.
Okay.
local chatter and social news.
Sounds good. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market, features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority each Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's String Farm, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, playing the greatest all-time hits of bluegrass from the stage and screen. We'll see you this Tuesday for Bands on the Beach at 7 with String Farm. Just remember, no pets or class allowed.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm in studio right now with Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing, and we're talking about the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine.
you found my music.
I did find your music. I wanted people to get an extra fill of it.
Yeah, you know, I can't really get started till I hear that. That sort of gets my blood going.
There you go.
So that's such a great song. Anyway. Let's talk about Pensacola Magazine. Mm-hmm. One thing you mentioned to me in the break, which I haven't mentioned in a couple of weeks, is our special wedding edition in April of, it'd be 2025. And so if you are getting married this year, know somebody who's getting married, then encourage them to submit a photo for the cover contest.
Mm-hmm.
Each year we feature a local bride at a local venue, and it can be anyone. We just need a, interesting picture, mm-hmm. interesting photo, wedding photo.
And you said it can be their bride and groom, or it can be something scenic
about the
wedding.
It can be the bride, it can be just the groom, but I don't know that anybody be interested in that. The groom's only there because he has to be. we want to see the bride.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, we've featured the bride and the groom, but I remember a couple of notable ones where it was just the bride, very beautiful brides. Mm-hmm. So, as I think I've said before, make sure that it's suitable for 8.5 by 11, that the aspect of the setup of the photo is conducive to that,
mm-hmm.
not landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And just something creative, something that shows the joy of the occasion. We had, I'm just looking at last year's, the bride was clearly very happy, as she should be, so wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
But it just sort of exudes enjoyment, clearly thrilled and somewhat overwhelmed by the occasion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we've had, as I said, just sometimes single bride, but usually bride and groom. But a little tip, make sure that the bride is sort of dominant in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really what I think our readers want to see. What people want to see, it's the bride's day.
Mm-hmm. And taking the picture at the right, I don't know if this is the right word or not, angle, so it fits on a magazine cover?
So it's 8.5 by 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can have your official photographer enter, as actually many do, local photographers on behalf of their clients submit, because for them it's great honor, great publicity to have their photo on the front cover. And of course we give credit to the photographer. But it can also be your amateur photographer,
mm-hmm.
mom and dad, brother and sister, whoever. But just, again, make it impactful.
Mm-hmm. And looks like three high-resolution images.
Yes, give us three to choose from.
Okay.
Now, the winner, the first runner-up and second runner-up are all featured in the inside the magazine, a half page each, a little story about the first and second runner-up. The winner, a full page, little story. We interview the bride and talks about the day and a little background information, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big thrill for the brides that are featured. In fact, I just bumped into an old friend whose daughter was featured. It would be about 20 years ago now, close to 16, 17 years that she was featured. And she's now has a family and moved out of town, but her father still, whenever I see him, he always says to me, you know, that was a great picture that you featured. And he said, my daughter still talks about it.
Mm.
So it's something that a keepsake forever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And submissions are due by
March 15th, 2025. But of course, you should get them in early.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it till the last minute.
And they can go to ballingerpublishing.com/weddings2025.
Correct. And again, as you said, three different high res. Make sure that they're high res.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they get pixelated or they might
correct.
Not fit the page properly.
Cannot be used on the front cover because the quality has to be at least 300 DPI.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, well, of course, your professional photographer takes them in very high quality. That's not an issue. It's just if you do it, if it's an amateur photographer, just remember to use the very highest setting on your digital camera in terms of quality.
Mm-hmm. And that's a cover for which month again?
That is April. It'll be 2025 now.
April 2025,
yes.
All right. So we're also talking about the Parade of Homes edition. Lots of different homes in the magazine that people are able to go look at these homes.
Yeah, it starts on the 25th, which I believe is a week from Friday. Is that correct? It goes over the weekend.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And as we mentioned, there's homes in Escambia County, but also looks like Santa Rosa County mm-hmm. as well. So for all of our listening area, Pace, Milton, Navarre. And different vendors, like I said, highlighted as well. People can get realtors. They can get different vendors for inside the home if they need help upgrading something that they want to change.
Yeah. As I said earlier, lots and lots of ideas can be gleaned from just wandering through the homes and seeing the various features. Mm-hmm. I think just about all the local builders are featured. And again, all kinds of price points. I'm looking at one here, Acorn Homes in Santa Rosa County, 5,888 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 6.5 baths.
Oh, wow.
I imagine that's a little bit of a hefty price tag.
Mm-hmm.
Probably out of my price range.
Got to have a huge family to fill that space, too.
Yeah. Or just love to wander around the house
yeah.
if you're on your own.
Absolutely.
It's got 3 stories with balconies. Oh, boy. That is a beautiful home.
All right. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900. The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. In studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing, and we're talking about the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine that highlights Parade of Homes. And on page 103, there's also Fufu Fest and all the great events that are coming up as part of Fufu Fest.
I got a great event for you.
Yeah?
Blue Trees.
Yeah. I heard a little bit about that. That's actually pretty interesting.
You can attend the event at UWF Historic Trust and on November the 6th. And it says, and I quote, "Enjoy blue cheese and blue trees, a ticketed wine and cheese reception with live bluegrass music and blue-themed cuisine." Mm-hmm. That's a bit of a tongue twister.
A little bit, yeah. I think they were going for that. But that is happening November 1st through the 5th.
It's to highlight deforestation around the world, so they're going to paint the trees blue. But I hasten to add that it's with an environmentally safe chalk-based pigment.
Mm-hmm.
So no trees will be harmed in this.
Absolutely.
Event.
Yes, it's biodegradable, as I understand it. So it's at 300 Tarragona Street, downtown Pensacola.
Yes.
And again, the November 1st through the 5th, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 1 to 3, they have a special installation process.
And my happening. Friends at the opera will chastise me if I don't mention the Carmen the Traveler, November mm-hmm. the 7th, 5:30 at Seville Quarter. And it's a little bit of a different take on the opera. Mm. The music is still the music. But it's just a little different. I've seen some tapes of the rehearsals, so that'll be very interesting.
Awesome. All right, thanks for joining us today.